My dear Pickwick, I have been deserted by a lovely,
lovely creature, and fallen victim to the artifices of a villain. So, farewell forever, my good old friend, Tracy Topman. P.S. I'm at the Leather Bottle, Cobham, Kent.
My poor, dear, wretched, tragic friend.
I am of a mind to end it all, Mr. Pickwick.
But do not despair, old fellow. Rachel is still a single lady.
No, sir. I have placed my frail trust in woman once too often. I shall retire to Richmond upon Thames.
I suppose that is better than complete extinction. Now, a certain Perker, Mr. Wardle's lawyer, is to act as agent for one of the candidates in the forthcoming election at Eatanswill in Suffolk. Will you suspend your grief and accompany me?
I've never seen an election. All right, then.
Excellent. Now, tomorrow I shall return to my lodgings in Goswell Street, for I have a proposition to put to my landlady.
A proposition to Mrs. Bardell?
What? No. The idea. A commercial proposition.
The slighted Bardell.
The blighted Bardell.
The benighted Bardell.
Be seated, Mrs. Bardell.
Oh.
I have something particular to ask you.
Seated and particular? Yes, sir.
Mrs. Bardell, I am a single gentleman.
You single and I a widow? Yes.
By the by, is your boy Thomas returned yet?
Oh, 'tis a long way to the White Hart in the borough and back. We are alone, Mr. Pickwick.
Mrs. Bardell, do you think it a much greater expense to keep two persons than to keep one?
Oh, you are very kind, sir, to consider of my loneliness.
Your loneliness?
Oh, you good, kind, playful dear. Come here.
Miss Bardell. Bless my soul. Madam. Please.
Oh, I shall never leave you, you generous, handsome, wealthy man.
Mercy on me. Stop. Stop, I say.
Mr. Pickwick.
We are discovered.
Oh, this is an extremely awkward situation.
Extremely.
Won't somebody disentangle me?
Mother, what's that nasty man doing? I'll kick him, mother. Beast,
ow,
beast,
ow,
beast.
Ow.
Now then, let's have you by the collar, young shaver. My advice, ma'am, take your little boy downstairs and uncork a bottle. That's the way.
You're not dead, mother.
No, dear.
I am so happy.
Farewell, Mr. Pickwick. My love.
She's a naturally affectionate woman.
Oh. My father says you can never be too careful with widows, sir, and he should know.
Gentlemen, this resourceful fellow is Sam Weller.
Afternoon, gents.
Sam, have you considered the proposition I sent you?
Wages?
£12 a year.
Clothes?
Two suits.
Work?
Not onerous. To attend upon me and travel about with me and my friends.
Take the bill down. I am let to a single gentleman, and the terms is agreed upon. So long life to the Pickwick, say I.
Capital.
Capital.
Book places on the morning coach to Eatanswill, will you? Tomorrow we are going to observe the noble traditions of the election process.